This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities said on Wednesday they thwarted a Russian attack on Kyiv and the surrounding region as their air defense system destroyed 13 explosive-laden drones. An official said drone wreckage damaged 5 buildings. No casualties were reported. The attempted strikes underline the continued vulnerability of Ukraine's capital, but also highlighted Ukraine's claims of increasing efficiency in intercepting weapons. The United States plans to commit $55 billion U.S. dollars to Africa over the next 3 years, according to White House officials. The announcement comes as the administration of President Joe Biden hosts a summit this week with African leaders. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Speaking to African leaders Wednesday at a business forum, President Joe Biden said the United States is all in on Africa's future.
And improving Africa's infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shocks that we've seen in the past few years.
And he announced new trade opportunities and infrastructure commitments, including for clean energy and the digital economy. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
French supporters celebrated on the Champs-Élysées near the Arc de Triomphe on Wednesday after a World Cup semifinal between France and Morocco as Les Bleus won 2-0 to reach the final for a second time in a row. Morocco had a shot at becoming the first African nation to reach a World Cup final, but now France is poised to become the first team to retain their World Cup title in 60 years on Sunday. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it hopes that COVID-19 and Mpox will no longer be public health emergencies in 2023, as both diseases end their most dangerous phase. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said one of the chief lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic was that countries had to respond quickly to surprise outbreaks.
But we have come a long way. We're hopeful that at some point next year, we will be able to say that COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency.
Tedros says the WHO's emergency committee, which advises on declarations of public health emergencies of international concern, will be discussing what the end of the emergency phase might look like when they meet in January. Iran was ousted from a United Nations women's body on a Wednesday for policies contrary to the rights of women and girls, a move proposed by the United States after Tehran's brutal crackdown on protest sparked by the death of a young woman in custody.
The commission is the premier UN body for promoting gender equality and empowering women. It cannot do its important work if it's being undermined from within. Iran's membership at this moment is an ugly stain on the commission's credibility.
The UN, Linda Tuffield, UN ambassador, called the U.S. move as illegal, describing the United States as a bully. Peru's new government has imposed a police state amid violent protests following the ouster of President Pedro Castillo. The defense minister said the military will support national police in restricting the rights of people across the Andean nation to gather and move and be free from search and seizure. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, has pleaded for calm and raised the possibility of scheduling general elections for a year from now. Demonstrators have called for immediate elections for the presidency and for all of Congress. The World Health Organization said on Wednesday the flare-up in COVID-19 cases in China was well underway before the government began easing restrictions. Officials in China warned that cases are rising rapidly in Beijing after the government abruptly abandoned its zero-COVID policy, scrapping mass testing and quarantines after nearly 3 years of attempting to stamp out the virus. But WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told reporters that the explosion of cases in China was not due to the lifting of COVID restrictions. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.